Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, where we fiercely empower women to own their authority, lead with confidence, and rise in business. I'm Kimberly Borgens, and I'm your host. I'm committed to sharing my 35 plus years experience of being an entrepreneur, starting a company from scratch, building that into a multi-million dollar business, and also having another, other businesses along the way, where I'm not only just an entrepreneur, I'm also a business owner with 70 employees. And I have earned every gray hair on my head by working in business, working as an entrepreneur, and that's what Superhero in Heels is all about. The women who are getting out there, getting the boots on, strapping up and putting on the heels, doing everything you can to grow your business and in your life. So think about for yourself, what are the superpowers that you possess? I get to share my superpowers throughout my podcast here, but think about you. What is the superpower that you possess? When I first started business, I didn't even know if I was going to make it in business. I went in and just kept working to give it my best. And just like me, I'm sure you may not even know what all your superpowers are. I didn't know mine to begin with either. And some of my superpowers today would never have been my superpowers back then, right? I've been able to, adjust my superpowers along the way. It's taken me many years to discover my superpowers. And I want to invite the right people to be the guests and share their superpowers. Now, with that being said, I'm going to tell you with this particular podcast, I will tell you, I'm in the middle of a home remodel. There's a lot of noise and I don't have a lot of time and I don't know when they're working on what for scheduling my guests, but I'll be getting some guests right back on soon. So if you're listening to this and you're like, who's your guest, Kimberly? Today you get me. So with that being said, let's talk about today something that I think is important to talk about that I think a lot of people don't realize. And that is what I call networking, right? We all know networking. We all do networking some way. We have to do networking in order to grow a business. But my question for you is this. Do you know people that are networking that are in the same place today that they were years ago when they first started networking? They're not making much more money if they're making any, or they've gotten out of being an entrepreneur and went back to working a job because they were out networking, but they never seemed to create any results from that. So that's what I want to talk about today is what really is networking? And are there different levels of networking that maybe you need to up your level in networking? So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Over in the Hive Hangout, which is my free membership that I have for people to just join in. It's a community. It's a community of people talking, networking, getting involved with each other, because we all need to network in business. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Being in business and networking and finding new clients and doing all the things that are necessary, the marketing, the, all the stuff that it takes to be an entrepreneur, to be a business person, it starts with and it continues with and it expands with networking, finding the people to connect with and building the right relationships with. Let me tell you about when I first started networking. I didn't know much about networking. Networking was this thing that you just go and you meet people and you collect business cards and you tell them what it is that you do and they tell you what you do. And then you, next month you go to the same meeting, with a few new people, but it's the same repeat and rinse, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, right? That's not real networking. That's just getting out there to meet people. Okay. And that's, I wouldn't call that real networking, but nobody told me. Nobody bothered to tell me. I didn't learn this. And of course, we didn't have internet back then. I'm aging myself, but I'm okay with that because I'm choosing to constantly evolve with the network, with internet, with everything else, right? Some people just weren't willing to evolve. But let me tell you, so like I mentioned over in the Hive Hangout, that's my free membership and you can come in, you can be a member, you can connect with people. But the thing is that you actually have to be involved. You have to ask questions. You have to say, hey, anybody want to do a call? You have to do the follow-up even in the Hive Hangout. And that's what makes it more successful. I can bring people together, but you got to do the work. Okay. That's every networking place out there. They'll bring people in, but you have to do the work. So I went out, I would network, I would exchange business cards. After like a year of doing that, somebody would remember my name. They would be in a conversation with somebody and said, oh, you might want to call Kimberly or you might want to call Lawrence, my husband, because we were always out getting involved. But what I discovered along the way was you can go to a lot of free networking events and you can meet a lot of people. But there's this whole process called follow-up. And most people that I meet think that follow-up means that you send them an email. Hey, it was great to meet you. Let me know if you need anything. Here's what my business has to offer. And they consider themselves a good person who follows up. I think that's a great start. It's a great start, but it's not going to get you the amount of business or become the successful business person that you want to be. I'm going to share a few things today. And, but if you want to really dig in, come join me over in the Hive Hangout. I talk about networking that only there. People who want to expand more will go to the Hive Society, which is my paid membership. But I'm talking about the Hive Hangout today. So here's what I would say. When you go out networking at a free event, it's free for a reason. Somebody put some money into it. There's food usually involved. You can buy some drinks. Usually that's involved too. Somebody's got to put some money into it. And it might not be you. You might buy a bottle of water, something to drink, but you didn't do all the work to get all the people together. So I attend a lot of Chamber of Commerce because I'm a chamber member in my community. Chamber of Commerce mixers. And those are great to get to meet people, to see who else are other chamber members, right? But if you don't go and follow up in a way that connects with them, hey, I'm Kimberly Borgens. We met at this event. And I wanted to share with you, I did a little research on you. And, here's what I came up with. Look, I have a great resource of connections of people. Is there anybody that you're looking for that I might be able to introduce you to? See, I can be a resource for other people. I might not get the business from anybody right away, but if I can be a resource, if I can be a quick connection to people, then they're going to find the right people that they're looking for and it saves them time and money. Well, I don't know about you, but if somebody's saving me time and money, I'm going to remember their name. And when the time comes and I need their service or I want their service, or I know somebody else I could refer them to, I want to know their name. And that's part of what that real true follow-up is about. Over in the Hive Hangout, I even have this whole thing on how to network for introverts. So you can download it. It's free, right? But you have to come into the Hive Hangout to get that. It really goes into what I kind of put into it is I put on my private investigator's hat and I go, how can I network with people from a private investigative perspective? And I've put that together so that you can learn from it. But what if you were ready? You did that for a while. You got to meet people. You became a resource for people. People became a resource for you. And you keep going back and forth. Well, Kimberly, what's the next level? Well, then there's events that you pay for. Look, I'm a member of eWomen Network, Powerhouse Polka Dot Powerhouse. I'm a member of communities, our United Way has a women membership, Eleanor by United. Like, I pay for these memberships. And with that, it allows me a different level of people who are willing to invest in themselves to go out and network. But then when you go there, what happens is people go, oh, I paid for this network, but I'm not getting any business out of it. And then they leave and they get frustrated. And then it's like, don't tell all your friends, don't join that group. And I'm telling you, yes, you paid. You paid for a place to come play. You're helping pay for them to put on that event for you. That's all that you're really paying for. Okay. I go to a monthly meeting and I have to buy the lunch on top of paying for my membership. And I can't tell you how many times I hear people complaining because my lunch is $40. My lunch isn't $40. The lunch is probably like $20, right? But the remaining $20 is for my speaker. It's for the lesson I get to learn when I go and listen to that speaker speak. The lessons I get to learn when I go and network with these women who are more serious about business, who aren't just the hobbyists. They're the people that are working hard to grow in business. So what I want to say is sometimes, pardon me, you have to pay to play. Right? You pay to play. You pay for a membership to play in that membership. They will market you. Occasionally, they will even highlight you as your business. Advertising. So if you're thinking about joining a membership and you're like, it costs too much, look at everything that it offers you and make sure you're taking full advantage of that offering. Then you have to do next level follow-up. It's not just, hey, it was great to meet you. I'm so glad that I got to meet you and learn more about you and what you have to offer. And if I know anybody, I'll be happy to give them a referral. And if you know anybody who's looking for this, if you could give them a referral, that would be great. Remember, that's basic line. You have to up your game. You have to up your game in such a way to that when you go to these paid memberships, that you don't just do a quick email follow-up. You send a card in the mail to them. You pick up the phone and schedule the next appointment with them, or let them know about an upcoming networking event that you know about that you would love to invite them to. Every membership that I'm a part of says, yeah, bring a guest. We have a guest price. They can come and check us out. It's not your job to sell that membership. What your job is to get them there to see if it's a benefit for them, to see if the resources and the connections with people are there for them to be able to say, this is valuable for me. It's not just about the speakers. It's not just about sitting down and breaking bread with people. It's about the resource of the people that are in the room. Like, I was in the room in a networking event recently, and there was about, I think, 60 people in the room, 65 people in the room. And I met a lot of amazing women. Okay. And there was only one man in the room, and it just so happened to be my significant other, or AKA my business partner. And I brought him to that event so that he could also listen to the speaker. Now, all these beautiful women in the room, and they're all getting to know each other. And I introduced myself and I said, hey, you know, what is it that you do? Tell me a little bit about you. Why are you here today? Hey, and I just have that conversation with them. And this one lady said, well, you know, this is what I do. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know, we just reached out to somebody about something just like that. I want to introduce you to, and I introduced her to my business partner. They had a great conversation. They did some follow-up. Well, the reality was she connected really well with me. She followed up with me. I sent the email to my business partner and said, hey, can you follow up with her about this? And they did. But he did. And guess what? She didn't get that follow-up because it went to her spam or something, because I happened to see her at a networking event again. I'm like, hey, did you get that email? I know he emailed you this past week. And she said, no, she researched it right there, right in front of me. And she's like, oh my gosh, it's probably going to be in spam. Let me get my assistant on it. We'll take care of, you know, getting back to each other. Fabulous. Do you see, there's just a little more work involved. I was willing to take it to the next space. I have another gal who, oh, she's so creative. She makes these beautiful paper flowers for weddings, businesses to put in their front lobbies, any kind of event. She does these big, beautiful paper flowers that are just amazing. And her name is Jennifer. And Jennifer, I just love her. And when I listened to her, when I met her another networking event, I'm like, I keep thinking in my mind, where can I put these flowers? Because I just thought they were so amazing. But I also know other people who do events. And I know other people who put these things on, and I want to connect her with them because she has such an amazing personality and she has an amazing gift with these flowers. So my point in this is that I want, like, oh, this is so great. It needs to be shared. When you're at the next level of networking, you're sharing, you're putting information out, you're telling people about somebody. Look, I may never get any business from either one of those two, but you can bet I'm going to keep referring people to them because I know that they followed up with me. They've followed back. We've gotten together again after the fact. It's not just about going in. Look, I know a lot of people go to networking events and they go there to hang out with the people they already know. That is not why I go to networking events. I want to meet the new people. I go directly to people I have never even met. I already have those other people's numbers. I can go and make an appointment with them at any time. But when I'm at a networking event, I go with a goal in mind. I go with, who am I going to connect with, right? Who are the new people that I have not met yet? Maybe they're not new, but I still haven't met them because it's a big group of people, right? You got to go with a goal in mind and you have to up your game. You can make appointments right then and there. There was a gal that she and I have been, you know, kind of going back and forth on when we can connect. I happened to see her. We made an appointment. Boom, we're in, right? So you have to be willing to do that. And then there's another level. And I want to talk about that level that I think that a lot of people miss out. Pardon me. This is a pro tip. Okay, pro tip. You know, all those events that are happening in town, those nonprofit events, those big sponsored events that a lot of people are going to, and it costs you anywhere from $25 to $200 just to get a seat at that table. I know that we go to crab feeds, and then there's shrimp feeds, and then there's like all these fundraisers, right? And most people are like, I'm not paying $100 for a crab feed dinner. Like, okay, then don't go. But what if you paid that $100 and you found a client within 30 days that paid for that plus some? I have to tell you, there's people that you know that sponsor these events. Right. I know that my sister-in-law, for example, her and my brother-in-law, they attend a lot of nonprofit events, a lot of them, and they sponsor a lot. And when you sponsor an event, they have tickets. They usually get a table, and now they have to get 8 people to fill that table. It's free for the people who are attending, possibly. I know other people who will say, hey, I have a table of 8. If you'd be willing to pay $50 to fill my table, then they recoup some of that. And then they know the rest is advertising. So if somebody says, hey, I have a ticket for this location, you might say, hey, I might be interested. And the reason is because that networking level is at a level that people go to that event to give away money. Hello? aren't you looking for money? When you go to those kinds of events, what you do is you up-level who you are. You up-level your business. Yeah, you better be prepared to give something, raffle prize, you know, get a raffle prize, do something. Maybe you don't have a whole lot of money, but you can actually go out and connect with people. I have sat at tables where I've gotten free tickets. I have sat at tables that I've sponsored and got people to those events, right? So you have to decide what that is. Think about the networking events that you're at. Can you sponsor something for that networking event? I'm part of memberships, right? And I've offered to sponsor things like decorations for that event, offered to sponsor, you know, a speaker for that event, offered to sponsor a free table for that event for somebody else, right? Can you offer to sponsor somebody as a way to get your name out, as a way to, you know, create that advertising for yourself? That's how you take networking to the next level. You get out there, you get involved. And like I said earlier, sometimes you have to pay to play, right? But what that does is it speeds up the process, right? Or as one of my mentors, Sandra Yancey, says, you pay for speed, right? And look, I know if you're just starting out, you're broke. I get it, right? I was starting out, I was broke. And when I could put a little extra in, I did. So if you can put a little extra in, don't buy those purses with the fancy names. You know who they are. Okay, don't buy those shoes with the fancy names. I mean, I have a few of those pairs, but that's because in the first 10 years, I didn't buy those names. The first 10 years of business, I'm Payless Shoe Source. Okay, that's what it was. That and Kmart and then Walmart came along, right? So I bought the cheap stuff. I didn't need to look like I was $1 million. I needed to act like a millionaire mindset. And that is, you don't have to have the fancy to be a millionaire. You know, I saw a gentleman on, I think it was Instagram just last week, and he was talking about, he's like, the five things that you should stop buying if you want to be a millionaire. And I was like, huh, well, what are those? Well, one of them, he said, is stop buying the fancy clothes. He says, I'm a millionaire and I shop at Target. Okay. Shop wherever you want. I'm just telling you what he said. But stop buying the fancy clothes. Stop buying the coffee every day at the coffee shop. He said, if you spend $100 to $200, you buy yourself the coffee machine. You have that for many, 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 many years. For him, he says, it costs me 24 cents a day to have my coffee the way I want it, all fancied up. Okay. I don't drink coffee, so I can't help y'all out there. All right. I don't go to the Bucks or anybody else to get my coffee because I don't drink it. Neither does my husband. We don't put that money into it, but we don't even drink it. So he said, stop buying the fancy clothes. Stop going to the fancy coffee shops. Make your own. He talked about how you don't have to have everything high end, and you don't have to buy a big fancy house, right? My husband and I said, we got some household remodeling happening right now. We've been in the same house for 28 years. And, you know, that's great. But I don't need to move to a fancier place just because I can. There's nothing wrong with where I'm at. So think about it for you. If you want to level up somewhere, don't buy the fancy stuff. Put that money aside and invest in yourself in networking in the right places. I network with the multi-million dollar companies. And the reason I know this is because they're the ones who are sponsoring these big nonprofit events. And maybe the CEO isn't going to all of the events, but guess what? They have a table of eight that they're filling just like everybody else. So who are they giving it to? They're giving it to their contact people. They're giving it to all their gatekeepers, the people that you want to make friends with, the people that you want to connect with, the people that are going to be your ally when it comes time to talk to those people, those CEOs, those CFOs, those COOs up there, right? You have to get connected with the right people at the right networking events so that you can get connected into the right space with people. You know, we have a gentleman here in town who I was just talking with my husband about is like, he may not even realize it, but he's a pretty marketing genius. And I said to my husband, how can we do the things that he's doing? And most of the stuff that I'm talking about is all his nonprofit work. He donates every year. He has a Christmas tree where he's like, come and, you know, buy gifts for these kids, grab a tag, right? Buy gifts for these kids. He collects them all at his office. They all bring them in. He does a photo shoot with them like every single time. And he promotes not only that business, he promotes his business. He also promotes the nonprofit, right? But he does this all year round. He finds something to create and connect with. And I'm like, how can we like follow up on this train? Because he's doing great and he knows everybody. Not only that, he knows every event that's happening in town and he creates some of his own, right? So watch what people are doing that is making them successful and see if you can emulate them as well. But you have to be able and be willing to take it to that next level. Stop going to networking events and thinking that it's all about you. I say that with complete love and kindness and with the grace that you need to hear it with. You have to go to networking events with the intention of building a relationship with somebody, building the community with people. Because when you can build that kind of a community, I know I can pick up the phone and call some amazing people that I don't necessarily like spend time with every day, but I know I can pick up the phone call if I need to. Pick up the phone, make a call, get a result. And if they can't help me create a result, they can refer me to somebody who can. I know that about my community. I know that about my virtual community, my membership communities. I know that about my community where I live in, right? Because I'm involved and I'm not just networking at the basic level. Well, I hope that today you had the opportunity to learn a little bit more about networking. And like I said, look, networking has multiple levels and most people stay at the basic level. I want to stretch you today. I want to stretch you to go into those memberships. If you want to be part of a membership community that I'm part of, I'd be more than happy to tell you about it. Reach out, let me know, make a comment. Whatever that is, so that I can support you best in growing your community, growing your team of people that can be out there to support you while you're networking. Yes, you make money, but it takes investment of time and energy for that return to happen. And if you think it's going to happen within 6 months of you just going out at the basic level, I'm sorry to disappoint you. That works for very few people. But if you ask around, you're going to hear the same stories. Don't give up. Keep going. Join me over in the Hive Hangout. Get some new lessons, new tips, new ideas. And who knows where you can go. I'm rooting for you. Thank you so much for joining me today with Superheroes in Heels, the podcast that fiercely empowers women, encourages women, especially in male-dominant industries, to bring out their superpowers, to own their role, stand in their space, give grace where needed, and be the role model for the next generation. Join me on my next podcast. We're going to talk about some more superhero powers. I look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.